And with that, we can move on to item number 28.
Okay. Again, thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Adam Klessa, Planning and Development Administrator for the Parks Division. Also have joining me on the Central Region Regional Supervisor, Pat Buescher, will help me with the presentation of giving you an update on Snake Creek Recreation Area Highway 44 Bridge. Just to start with a little bit of background here, this process started, believe it or not, 10 years ago when the Department of Transportation made the decision that because the Highway 44 Bridge was getting near the end of its useful life, that they were going to take on a study, an impact study, to determine where the best spot to relocate that bridge was. And through years of documentation and things from the Department of Transportation, it was decided that the best spot to relocate the bridge, unfortunately, went right through the heart of Snake Creek Recreation Area. And so there's impacts that will be happening when they start the bridge project that directly impact the park. And so the process that the Department of Transportation has gone through is working with us directly, mitigating those impacts to the park. And we're here today to provide an update on some significant progress towards that. There hasn't been anything really done with the bridge yet. The Department of Transportation has not even bid let the bridge yet, but their intent was to try to get these mitigation efforts done prior to the bridge project. And so we've been working very closely with the Department of Transportation to make sure that all of those impacts are taken care of and that we can have an operational park for our users. And so that's a little bit of background. The first picture here, you can kind of see a drawing from our working with the Department of Transportation, their consultant, that the new bridge alignment is going to be approximately 200 to 300 feet north of the existing Highway 44 alignment. And kind of working from east to west, that goes right through the heart of our current dump station, right through the heart of our shop, right through the heart of our worker campsites and our residents. And so those were impacts that were known when it was decided that this was the route that the Department of Transportation decided was the best route for them to relocate the bridge. And so the bridge then crossing the river to the west then kind of narrows up a little bit where it's not nearly as far away from the existing bridge. And so if you kind of visualize that you know, maybe it's only 100 feet on the west side. And so that kind of gives you a little bit of a visual of what the plan is with the Department of Transportation, what it is. And so when it was determined that this is where it was going to be, that's what really kicked off the efforts of us working with the Department of Transportation to try to mitigate all of these efforts. And this slide here really kind of pinpoints kind of those specific items that I was talking about. So kind of working from west to east, we had our worker campsites that were going to be affected with a new alignment. We have not replaced those yet, but the intent is to put those in as soon as our staff get a feel for where's the best place with all of the changes and movement around, where's really the best spot to have those. And then we have the park shop. The park shop, again, was right in the heart of the new one, and we were able to relocate the shop complex with a new facility right on top of the former overlook area just to the east of where it is now. And so it's slightly further north and east of the previous location. And then the park residence, again, right in the heart of where the new alignment's going to be. And so that was moved slightly to the north. And then we also have the dump station that was in the heart of the new area. And we were able to work with our wildlife counterparts to relocate the dump and fish cleaning station a couple miles to the east. There's a GPA over there that was identified as the best spot that we could have for our customers. And so that was the elected location to relocate the dump fish cleaning station. So I'm just going to quickly kind of go through the some progress pictures of what happened this past construction season. Again, the intent of the Department of Transportation was to try to get all these mitigation efforts done, try to get as many of the utilities out of the way so that when they bid let the big bridge project, that most of those things are taken care of and they don't have to be considered amongst with the larger bridge project. And so here's some pictures of the park maintenance shop. Again, this was done in collaboration with the Department of Transportation and the Office of State Engineering. We were involved throughout the whole process to be able to provide comments on things that were specific for our needs, But basically what it was is we replaced in kind what we had. So the shop square footage, the house square footage, those kinds of things, the efforts from the Department of Transportation were basically to replace in kind, the same that we had before. And happy to report that the maintenance shop is all complete, and our staff have moved into it and are functioning out of that new shop complex. And so that's a great progress and success there with the new shop. And the old shop has been torn down already. And so that has been removed by the contractor that was hired to do this job. And so they have set themselves up now for the bridge contract to be let without that being in the way for them. Great shot from the Department of Transportation with their drone footage. Showing kind of an indication of where that shop complex is. You can see the Great Missouri River in the background. And then the park residents. There's some early photographs of the park residents and as they progress through. And as of today, our park manager is now in the new residence and fully functioning in the new house. And so we're happy to report that that has also been completed. And then lastly, the real... one of the bigger items here is the dump fish cleaning station. Some early pictures of the groundwork there and some paving and aerial view of where that is. Again, a footprint on that GPA, but I think we're really excited to be able to work with our Division of Wildlife on screening that area, making sure that we've got good access to the GPA with some parking, some mutual shared use there, and something that's really good and positive for our customer base. We really struggle with parking in the Snake Creek area, and so it was really vital for us to try to get that dump station a location that didn't further plug up the challenges that we have with parking at Snake Creek, and so it was ultimately why it was decided to move this a couple miles to the east. Another drone footage shot of the dump fish cleaning station area and the final product. So, again, happy to report that everything is complete there and will be open to the public this spring. So, again, dump fish cleaning station will be fully functional this spring for our users at Snake Creek. And at this point, I want to hand it off to Pat Buescher.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Pat Buescher, Regional Park Supervisor. And just a quick brief status of the area projects. As Adam mentioned, staff have moved in, transitioned into the new shop. We actually had a regional meeting up there just last month. It's a nice space, and it's much appreciated by the staff there. It's amazing how much stuff you can clean out of your old facilities when you make a move. I think we all understand that. The park residence is primarily complete. There's a few more touch-up items, but Justin has moved in. He started move-in process right after the first of the year. The dump fish cleaning station will be a very good, well-received new project. As Adam has addressed, it's further up the hill. I think this is going to address some of the congestion, traffic, or disturbance with the bridge project. So moving in that location is going to be good and benefit the public. I will advise as well that the staff has moved the old grinder from Fish Creek to Baronic for continued service there, but improved service, as the grinder at Snake Creek was brand new. So at this time, they're just finalizing up all the punch list items, and hopefully everything will be ready to move this spring. As Adam addressed, the bid letting on the bridge is anticipated for this spring. This will be a multi-year project. For those of us that live in Pier, we're familiar with the bridge project. It has happened. There has been some slowdown, but traffic has never stopped across the bridge. So as we see it now, moving traffic through and deconstruction of the bridge here in Pier. The tentative completion, and I will say tentative completion, on the bridge project is December of 28. That could change. Although we anticipate construction will have some impact on park visitors, but it will be a primary requirement to have access to the boat ramp, the marina, and Dock 44 through this construction project. So there will be access through this during all phases of construction. Now, there may be a slight delay for when they're working in the area. We're all familiar with construction projects and how this works, but those areas will remain in use, so we don't see a major disruption. Like I said, there will be a minor disruption for the boat ramp access and the Dock 44, and we have been in open, transparent conversations with our concessionaire there as well, talking to them about the status of this project and how that could affect or benefit their business there. As I stated, the contractor is required to maintain access down to those facilities, and then the final road surfacing of that through the construction will be part of that bridge project itself. At this time, if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer those, but we are completely happy and satisfied with the project as it has been completed.
Very good. Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, so when we replaced that shop and everything, was them funds through DOT that had to do the replacement, not GF&B funds?
Through the chair. Commissioner Beast, thank you for that question. Yes, this was primarily 100% funded through the Department of Transportation, other than known upgrades that were above and beyond replacement in kind, and we worked very closely with the Department of Transportation to make sure that we had that documented of the things that were important to us that are more standardized now in our facilities. One example of that is a floor drain in the shop. That's something that we didn't have at our old shop, and so that would be an example of an expense that we had. It was something that was important that any new shops that we have done in the past 20 years all have that, type of amenity that is kind of more standardized. And so we expect our cost to be very minimal across this whole thing. We were able to work with the Department of Transportation on mitigation efforts with a dollar amount for the dump station. We were able to use that money from the Department of Transportation to lead that project ourselves. And so the shop and residents were a project that was led and managed by the Department of Transportation, and then we were able to use mitigation efforts with funding from the Department of Transportation to do the fish cleaning station with our own resources. And so we led and managed that project with the funding from the Department of Transportation.
Additional questions? Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to give a shout out to the Department of Transportation. Secretary Junt and his staff have been absolutely incredible in this process. I mean, this has not been a small project by any means. This is a $5 million mitigation project that DOT has been just a great partner in and on. I just want to thank them for their dedication and their commitment to the game fishing parks, because we've seen it, we felt it, and the product here that you just seen is a result of that great collaboration. So just a big shout out to the Department of Transportation. Thank you.
Pat, real quick, you mentioned that the DOT will start taking bids this spring. Do we have, is that right, or?
That's the anticipated timeline, Madam Chair.
Okay. Do we have an idea of when they hope to start construction after they accept the bid?
Madam Chair, a lot of those questions are unknown at this time. The bid letting has been delayed for multiple times, so there's some steps in that bid letting process that still need to be determined, but that's the closest date that we have at this time.
Very good. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Seeing none, we appreciate the update.